Ready, Commissioner.
Okay. I hereby now open the hearing for comments on the, if I find the right one here, the proposed rule in case number PU-17-370. Does anyone wish to testify on case PU-17-370 relating to pipeline safety? Mr. Fahn.
Good morning, Commission Chairman. I'm be testifying on this proposed rule change. And if it's all right, I'll just start out.
Proceed.
My name is Patrick Fahn. I'm the Director of the Public Utilities Division of the Public Service Commission. And I think commissioners have summarized the intent of the rule change very well. So it might sound like I'm repeating a little bit as I go through my testimony, but we'll just go ahead and do that. I have prepared the copy of the testimony, and attached to the testimony will be a summary of the changes that have been made in the PHMSA rules since December 31st, 2015, and current to December 31st of 2017. The purpose of my testimony is to describe the proposed administrative rule changes pertaining to pipeline safety. Under North Dakota Administrative Code Chapter 69-09-03, the Commission adopts by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by PHMSA. So for gas pipeline safety and hazardous liquids pipeline safety, this proposed rule change adopts by reference amendments to the safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since December 31st of 2015, current to December 31st of 2017. For safety standards regarding liquefied natural gas facilities, the Commission currently, we have the statutory authority, and liquefied natural gas facilities are included under our gas safety program. However, we have not adopted the PHMSA standards to this point because there were no jurisdictional intrastate liquefied natural gas facilities in North Dakota until 2017. In fact, October of 2017. So very recent finding that we have there is a jurisdictional intrastate liquefied natural gas facility. The Commission is adopting the PHMSA safety standards pertaining to liquefied natural gas facilities, and that is Title 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 193, and again, in effect as of December 31st, 2017. This concludes my testimony.
The company, the operators of the new facility are aware of this rule change?
Well, they are, sir, they have been made aware that they are subject to Part 193, and they were made aware by PHMSA when they asked for a jurisdictional determination, and that happened. The response to their request for a jurisdictional determination is dated October 23rd, 2017, from PHMSA.
The operators of the facility asked PHMSA for a jurisdictional determination. Is that correct?
Yes. Just a second. I believe it was the operators of, it's the North Dakota LNG LLC liquefied natural gas facility located in Tioga.
Commissioner,
oh, go ahead.
Is this your portfolio?
No, it's not.
Commissioner Crashes, any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. Just when they asked for a determination, then it was found to be jurisdictional to us and as a part of our requirement and the federal funding that we receive for the program. It is something that we'll be inspecting going forward and taking a look at. We will need to do some training because this is a new arena for us in some regards, and yet consistent at the same time with other things that we've been doing in the past. And it boils down to public safety, of course. So, you know, I mentioned in my opening remarks that we're coming across some things for the first time simply because rapidly growing expanding volume of natural gas being produced out of the Bakken. So this is a processing facility, but I believe the triggering mechanism on this in terms of determining that it was jurisdictional to the Public Service Commission was a 2,000-foot segment of transmission line leading up to the facility. They asked for a determination, and as Mr. Fahn indicated, it's jurisdictional to us, and I would anticipate, having talked to staff, that the inspection will take place sometime in the spring. We'll have to get a few things prepared in advance, but they'll be taking a look at it, and then it will be a part of the regular rotation in terms of inspections.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I do have a question, Pat, on some of these rules pertain to the underground storage facilities for natural gas.
Yes.
Which obviously got a lot of attention last year with that leak out in California. And they did a bunch of work, and I've seen a variety of presentations at national conferences about how to make those safer, and I'm assuming these rules adopt some of those findings and practices. Do we have any underground storage facilities, natural gas storage facilities in North Dakota? I know we looked into that, and I can't remember what we ultimately determined.
Right. We, to my knowledge, we do not.
We do not.
No, but it's part. It's part of Part 192 of PHMSA's regulations, and so since we're required, and it's part of our program, we're required to adopt all the amendments and all the rules under Part 192, even though we may not have that facility.
Okay, and then. The nearest one is in Montana, is that correct?
I believe so.
And we do we have areas that would be potentially appropriate for an underground natural gas storage? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I think that now the other, so the ones that we say we're adopting because of the Tioga facility, we don't have to adopt all of those too, no matter what? As part of the 192, or is that not part of 192?
That is, the well head rules, or which are you talking about? The well head rules.
The LNG stuff.
LNG is part 193.
Okay.
Liquefied natural gas is
right.
193.
So we're adopting that because it's now jurisdictional.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else to add, Mr. Fahn?
Nothing else. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to testify on this rule change? Seeing none, I'll now close the portion of the hearing on case number PU-17-370. All of the comments provided in writing through the close of business January 18, 2018 will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission discussion will be explained in that written decision. The record will remain open until January 18th of 2018. Any other closing comments from the Commissioners?
Not for me, no.
Not for me.
Okay, this hearing is closed.